Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Five in front of five. Carton Show, Big Mac. Just checking out my handy-dandy notes here. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see, real quick, the LeBron James story? There's two of them, actually. One story. Mm-hmm. I guess they play Sacramento tomorrow night. Or is that tonight? I think it's tomorrow night. Tonight. They're putting a special little decal on his jersey with the numbers 2 and 3, 23. For how many seasons he's
tonight.
Played.
Tonight.
There you go. And his little stripe of all the different teams that he sandbagged the NBA with in trying to build super teams so he could finally win a championship. So they're doing that. And then he's taking the patch off the jersey after every game. And Topps is going to put, I guess, the patch or piece of it in a select number of cards.
Yeah.
So it's going to become a collectible.
Sure.
Look at me. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. Look at me. I'm LeBron. Look at me. But the real story about LeBron that I got a great kick out of yesterday was that J.J. Redick. So, do you know that the Los Angeles Lakers no longer do shoot-arounds and practices day of games?
They don't do shoot-arounds or practices day of games.
They do not. Do you know why?
Because LeBron doesn't like it.
Well, let's hear from J.J. Redick. Oh, all right, there you go.
Wow.
We're no longer doing shoot-arounds or practices the day of games because we can't possibly ask LeBron James at 41 to actually stand up more than twice a day.
That's amazing.
We can't do that to him, so the rest of the team has to suffer because we can't possibly ask a 41-year-old overrated, over-the-hill player to practice.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. J.J. Redick has been unit.
They're not going to practice. The entire team. He can't sit out?
Can't sit out.
He can't just take it easy because he's 42 years old? No. They got to take the whole team can't practice?
Can't do it, Big Mac.
That's unbelievable.
We can't possibly ask a guy that we're paying, how much? $50 to $60 million this year to practice?
Talking about practice?
We can't do that?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's why they're 500 team with him and 10 games over 500 without him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how much he ruins a franchise.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
He's ruining
a franchise,
this one at the moment.
A ruiner.
Oh, stop.
And he's never lived up to the billing in L.A. He has been a terrible Laker.
He's
not a top 10 Laker. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Nobody counts the bubble championship as a championship.
It's a championship.
They don't.
It's a championship.
I've talked to a lot of guys. None of them counted as a bubble championship. You want me to list the guys?
List the guys. Who doesn't count it?
The owner of Roots in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Doesn't count it.
Okay.
That's right. Doesn't count it. I don't count it. That's two.
That's it.
That's two guys right there.
Does anything else matter?
No. But how about that? We don't practice because we can't ask LeBron to stand up twice in one day. Come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing now?
I mean, I've heard of teams that don't
Redick
do that.
J.J. Redick is so sick of LeBron James. I bet you when you talk about LeBron James, J.J. Redick vomits in his mouth. And I gave J.J. Redick his first start in coaching.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You started the J.J. Redick coaching?
Yeah. I created a youth basketball league and tournament in New York. The tournament was called Double Nickel Swish. J.J. Redick's first ever coaching was coaching his kids in my tournament. He won it twice.
Interesting.
How about that?
How about that?
Guy's a winner.
I got a 13-year-old here. I don't know if I can have him practice twice a day.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Can't have it. Can't have it. But that's so pathetic that the NBA is not doing something about that.
Why?
Why? Or the Lakers aren't doing something about that.
They shouldn't do anything about it.
They should tell LeBron to stop the charade and just retire. LeBron James can't play basketball anymore. You know that. I know that. He knows that. It's enough. And here's the reality.
He's a year removed from having a pretty damn good season.
He's coming back another year. You know why? Because LeBron James wants the tour.
Right.
LeBron James wants the tour. LeBron James is basically, I don't know, name an over-the-hill band that did that one last retirement tour. ZZ Top? AC/DC? I don't know.
We've kind of been talking about them.
The Beatles?
The Grateful Dead.
That's fair.
I mean.
That's fair.
I think they've had like 13 or 14 final tours. Something like that?
I thought I went to the last show ever in Chicago 8 years ago. Yeah. You're right about that. Here's Ray on the Fan Carton Show. What's going on, Ray?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Ray?
What's up, kiddo?
Craig, love having you back,
Thank you.
My cheeks get sore every afternoon from laughing again. I miss you. And I miss having you with Evan, too, but Big Mac, man, you're coming into your own. This is great for you. This is the best thing that could happen to you. Still love you on your own, but you're awesome with Craig.
Thank you, Ray.
Two things. One, you're going to get pissed off at me, Big Mac. I'll save that for last. But coach winning a second Super Bowl, one of the two favorites. You got a shot this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got Sean Payton and you've got...
Vrabel?
Vrabel didn't
win. He won as a player, not as a coach.
Yeah, not as a coach.
Right. No, just Payton, but he's one of the two favorites coming in.
Yeah.
What are you going to say that's going to make him mad at you?
I don't think Jackson Dart's the real thing. I think your bigger problem is if you would have got the number one pick, and now you wanted to load up on, and it's not an issue now, obviously.
Yeah. They would not have taken Mendoza.
I would have taken Mendoza over Dart in a New York minute.
Nope.
I just don't think Dart's the real deal.
Why? What about
New York is all... I don't know. When I watched even Love the other night, May, you guys keep talking about, you know, they could be the next May next year. I don't see that ability. Yes, he runs around. I don't see a big, strong guy in the pocket with the big arm down the field, which I think is still the prototypical type quarterback. I may be wrong. I have friends in New York. I'm living in South Florida.
I can tell you this. If you wanted to say when the Giants, you know, drafted him in the third round a year ago that you saw Jackson Dart, I'm not sure if you remember this, so I apologize, in that game against Georgia where he threw like 9 interceptions in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah.
I was crying on the sideline, came back in after the defense got a turnover, next pass, bang, interception. Went to the sideline crying, defense got the ball back, 3-and-out, bang, interception. If you had said, I saw that kid in a big spot, he ain't the guy, I think that's fair. It's a fair assessment. It's like me talking about Dante Moore in that embarrassing performance against Indiana. But you didn't. So if you're going to base your opinion on what you did see out of Jackson Dart as a professional in year one on a bad football team, you can't say he's the second coming of Mahomes.
No.
That's not fair.
No.
But you can say that kid is ready for the NFL game.
He is a promising young prospect.
Yes.
He's played a handful of games. He has shown every tool. Has he stood back in the pocket and played a pocket passer game? No, but we have seen strong throws. We have seen him throw the ball down the field. We've seen him be accurate. We've seen him make quick decisions. We've seen his physical and athletic ability. We have seen everything where he is absolutely capable of being one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
Sure.
Now, is he going to be that? I don't know. But he has shown me enough where I believe it, and I have no idea what Mendoza is. None.
No one does.
None.
We know what he is in college.
And I've already seen him in the pros. I would not trade Jackson Dart for Mendoza. If they had the first overall pick, they'd be trading out and getting a ton of picks and sticking with Jackson Dart. 100%. Yeah. It's not even close. And I believe, listen, I don't know what he's going to be, but he has shown enough where I am fairly confident he's going to be the Giant quarterback for the next
year. Like the Giants' biggest issue a year ago was finding a quarterback.
100%.
Their biggest issue in this draft is not finding a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this, because we have seen this story play out in many cities every single year. You better put a team around him.
Of course.
You better put a team around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, what's the point of having the kid? And yes, he's going to be reckless at times.
Yeah.
And that's why he's already beloved in this town. But you better go out there and get him a couple of wide receivers.
Yeah.
You better make sure you have a legitimate running attack. Obviously, Trace looked pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Right? But it's no good having a young stud quarterback who takes risks if you don't build something around him. And I think that's fair.
Well, of course. You got to build a team around him.
But I think you've seen enough to think that he is a legitimate NFL quarterback.
No, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. So I'm very good with that. I don't know what else. The Giants are moving forward as if that's the case. Now you got to put a team around them.
And they've got
pieces in key spots. They've got a pass rush. They got a stud offensive lineman. The offensive line played well this year.
And by the way,
they've got a good running back.
You're
going to
get the second best non-quarterback in the draft.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Third best?
You just told me quarterbacks aren't. Is a quarterback going too?
Yeah.
We just had that discussion.
Not if I'm picking. Unless I'm taking Chambliss.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. I am not a draft guy. While I do watch a lot of college football, I told the audience I never lie to the audience.
Yeah.
Outside of Chambliss, Dante Moore, and obviously Mendoza, can I talk eloquently on the fourth, fifth, and sixth best quarterback?
No.
No, I cannot. And I'm not going to lie about it. There's going to be another quarterback that some point between now and April becomes the toast of the town. A great combine.
Yeah.
There's going to be some scout that has a great track record of success who says, that's my sleeper in the draft. Don't whiff on that guy. And we're all going to pretend like we know the guy. None of us have seen the guy play. I don't know who the guy is.
No, absolutely. But here's the point with the Jets. When you don't have a quarterback and you're picking second in the draft,
you got to get a quarterback.
You almost exclusively take a quarterback.
I liked what I saw out of Chambliss. I'm not telling you he's going to be great.
Agreed.
But if you tell me I have a choice between those two guys, Moore and Chambliss, I'll take Chambliss. I'll tell you another guy who's going to be drafted not in the first round, nor should he be. But there's a guy I've watched play a lot of football, and I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. And if he wins a championship next Monday, everybody's going to talk about, should you draft Carson Beck?
Yeah.
Carson Beck is not a great NFL quarterback. I'm just telling you that now.
I mean, we'll see.
He's a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick. He's a project.
Yeah.
Will he be drafted? Yes. Is he a first-round pick? Not for my money. Nope.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Nope.
But, again, here's the thing with the Jets, though, right? Because we're going to talk about trading back or whatever. One, as I said, the only teams are trading up to get a quarterback. So if there's no quarterback there, I don't know if anyone's going to trade up with you. So I find it highly unlikely that unless there is that quarterback that's perceived to be a top of the draft quarterback, no one's going to trade with you anyway.
Sure.
But here's the point with the Jets. Like, I get you got to put a team around him and all that, but right, what's going on with this organization right now? If they go the route of some, like, who are they going to get to play quarterback, right? We know it's not going to be Zappy.
It's going to be Joe Flacco.
Right, it's going to be Joe Flacco.
Some journeyman.
It's going to be Malik Willis. Everybody likes Malik Willis. You're going to go pay him some sort of contract.
Stopgap? One year?
Sure. What?
Right.
Are you going to win with him? Are you going to win with him and this team?
I don't believe so.
No. Right? So then what do you do next year?
Same thing.
You're going to draft a quarterback, right? Draft class is better
year,
than him.
Every year.
No, then they draft a quarterback. What do you typically do with rookie quarterbacks?
Sit him or lose.
Because they're not very good yet.
That's right.
Right, for the most part. You're going to lose.
This is
so
fun.
Now you're going to have,
it's like a big interview.
You're going to have the most embarrassing season, arguably, in Jets history, and that is saying a lot. Right. Well, no, I'm saying this past year.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go into next year with Malik Willis or whomever, and you're not going to win any football games. So now you have a coach and a GM that have two bad losing seasons, right?
Right.
Then you're going to go
fire the coach,
right, possibly, or draft a young quarterback, and you're going to lose with that young quarterback. How many years of losing do you want in the hopes of finding the right quarterback eventually? You have to take a chance. You have to get a quarterback. You're drafting second. You take the quarterback. That's what you do.
By the way, I'm good with it.
All right.
But I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
50 out of the last 56. That's the answer to your question. You don't even know you asked the question.
Quarterbacks that have been drafted?
No. You said, how many years are you going to suck?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, without a quarterback.
You're going to have a new GM. 50. You're going to have a new coach. You're going to have now you're going to go draft a new quarterback. Like, it doesn't work without eventually finding the quarterback.
Here's Joe in Hopewell Junction on the Fan. Hi, JoJo.
Well, you know what? I think Carson Beck is going to be your sleeper.
He's trash.
Number one, he's beating some quality teams to get to this game on 19.
Well, there's no doubt about
that. And then,
By the way, Cam Ward was a far better Miami quarterback than Carson Beck is. And Cam Ward can barely play NFL football.
You know what? This may be a good example, maybe a bad example, but Tom Brady was not a first-round pick.
Oh, don't go to Tom Brady. I hate that. You know what bothers me about that? And I'm sorry, Joe. It's not your fault. You're a good guy. You just said the wrong thing to the wrong guy.
Yeah. Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The two things that bother me the most is when people go, you know, Tom Brady was a six-round draft. Blah, blah, blah. And the other thing.
And Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
No, not that one. Not that one. Although, not a bad one, but not that one. The other thing, and people, I think, have finally stopped saying it. And you've taken, how long have you been on the air, on the Fan? How many years? On the air.
Like continuously or?
Just answer.
The first show I ever did was 2016.
All right. So for, that's it. 9 years.
Yeah.
You've been a talk show host on the Fan.
Yeah. Well,
you have taken this call 1,953 times.
Okay.
And I don't think you take it anymore. It feels like everybody got it out of their system. You know, George Steinbrenner wouldn't put up with this.
You think I stopped taking George Steinbrenner calls?
George Steinbrenner.
Oh, my
George
God.
George Steinbrenner wouldn't have put up with this.
You know,
you said, George.
when we talked about this job, you're like, yeah, I think you do a great job in the Have you listened to the overnight? Because I take nothing but George Steinbrenner calls.
They still do it?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
If George were alive, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now.
That.
No. Cashman would be fired. Boone would be gone.
Oh, okay.
I hear
then
it all
I
the
haven't
time.
Listened enough.
You think his father would complain about $100 million to the city? You think his father wouldn't go out there and sign Tucker right now?
Yeah.
I mean, please. I'm sick of it. Sick of it.
I thought for sure those calls stopped.
No, they're here.
Are they still here?
Oh,
can you people stop calling as ever. Me that?
Oh, my God.
You know, George Steinbrenner wouldn't have tolerated this.
No, it's obnoxious.
You know, George would have done.
Yeah.
You know, George were alive.
If George were alive.
Yeah. You know, do you know the story about when George passed away and what happened with me and Boomer?
Yes, I do. You told
you
me.
You do know
please,
that?
Yes,
I told you that story?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, I don't want to be repetitive.
We talked about it. Neon Trees, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Good recall.
Yeah.
So Neon Trees was in studio with me and Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Neon Trees had a drummer with big boobs who loved Boomer. Was like a Boomer fan because she was from Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah. Very attractive gal with huge knockers. I mean, it's like, oh, that kind of thing, right? So Neon Trees, you may remember, had two hits, all right?
Uh-huh.
They came into the studio, and we do a quick little, hey, how you doing? Tells your story, blah, 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 right? And the girl's like, oh, Boomer. Oh, Boomer, Boomer, Boomer. And Boomer's like, oh, drummer. Oh, drummer, drummer, drummer. All right? and they play the first note of their hit song, all right?
Yeah.
When they play the first note, the hotline rings. George Steinbrenner has passed away, okay?
Right.
So, obviously, a lot of people in New York are now going to come to WFAN to hear talk about George Steinbrenner. But they've just played prong, the first note. So I'm in a bad spot. Yeah. Boomer ain't going to tell him to stop playing. I'm the radio guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking at Al Dukes and Eddie Scazzeri. I'm looking at the girl with the big boobs. And I'm looking at Boomer. I know I got to stop them playing the song. Even though the song's 3 minutes.
Right.
But in those 3 minutes, people are going to be flooding to the radio station. So I go, excuse me. You have to stop playing. Like, dude, they're 10 seconds into the song. I go, I'm really, really, you have no idea how sorry I am. You can't play anymore, and you have to leave. You got to get out of the studio. Like, big boobs, sorry. Leave your drumsticks. Yeah. We'll smell those later. You got to, like, get out of the studio.
Right.
All right? They're like, what's going on? And I go, I'm sure there's audio of it. We can find it for another day.
Mm-hmm.
George Steinbrenner has passed away.
Unbelievable.
And that's how we broke the news to New York from those that were listening to the radio that George Steinbrenner passed away. The neon trees.
Right in the middle of that song.
Yeah.
So and that is, you're not wrong. That moment, George passes away. That's one of those moments.
I mean, that was 3 days.
Yeah.
We talked about nothing but that for at least 2 or 3 days, rightfully so.
Right.
That's when I also learned the story about George Steinbrenner, which I did not know at the time. That he was famous for a lot of things, obviously, but he was famous for a quote about charity. And the quote that he became famous for after his death was, if I do somebody a favor and three people know about it, you did it for the wrong reason. You're not doing it to brag about it. You're doing it to help someone. And so many people came out of the woodwork, you know, all throughout, you know, the five boroughs, talking about things that George Steinbrenner did for them that nobody ever knew about. And my impression of him changed in death because I didn't know any of those stories.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, listen, great guy, Hall of Fame owner, but the idea that, you know, if he were here, suddenly the Yankees,
to everyone.
The Yankees would be drowning in championships is obnoxious. It's obnoxious, and I'm sick of it. Sick of it.
Right. The 80s happened.
I know.
Exactly right.
There's only two times.
Right.
And we're getting into my Yankee shtick now. But there's only two times. There's only two scenarios where Yankee fans care about regular season games. Two. When they lose, upset when they lose them.
Yes.
Or when you're trying to justify George in the 80s. It's the only time Yankee fans will bring up regular season games. That's it.
Here's Stevie in Long Island on the fan. Steve, what do you got?
Boys, how you doing? Craig, welcome back.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, I called about one point, but you know when you're on hold and you guys talk about stuff, now I got to bring up a couple other ones.
Sure.
But my real point is about Mendoza, but... Real quick about Tom Brady. Craig, you reminded me about that thing about him not eating pizza. I thought he was a tool for doing the commercial to begin with, but now the pizza thing even makes it worse. And Chris, I know you love this gossip. Who is Tom Brady supposedly dating?
Alex Earl.
You should know this answer because we are both parents of Hurricane alums.
Yes, and I think it's disgusting. He's a 48-year-old guy dating a 25-year-old girl named Alex Earl. He basically got Braxton Berrios' leftovers, is what he did.
Unbelievable.
So take that, Jeff fans. Here you go. One for the good guys.
The comment about Mendoza, as much as I love him, and by the way, you know, born and raised in Coral Gables, 5 minutes away from the U.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a leader of men. I think he's an unbelievable college football player. I am not sure about how he is going to be in an NFL huddle. Again, I hope I'm wrong,
Steve,
he seems like a great kid.
Let me say this. I think what you're saying, and I'm not sure if you mean to be saying it, but to tell me if I'm wrong, I think what's coming across to you is that aw shucks type of kid is not going to play well in a locker room with 28 to 32-year-old grown men who are all type A. Now, I can't say that it will or it won't. Mm-hmm. I think those guys will look past that if they had a problem with it based on the kid's ability to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say what you want about, you know, Tim Tebow. He was beloved by his teammates at every level, and he couldn't play NFL football despite the playoff win against the Steelers. So I know what you're referencing. I think if you're talking, if this were the 1970s or 80s, I think your point probably has a lot more validity than it does today.
Yeah.
The players have changed today. We're not going to knock a kid for being God first, obviously.
No, certainly not.
But
that.
He does have an aw shucks type of, oh, it's almost like that can't be your personality.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
He comes off like that a little bit in his post-game stuff on the field. He comes off a little bit like this is kind of forced. It doesn't feel natural, but
seems like that's who he is, though.
It seems like who he is. And, you know,
we've seen this, that kid can throw a football.
The king of New York, we forget, like, Eli Manning came in, and it was very much like that.
Aw shucks.
And aw shucks, and had trouble holding the huddle with veterans like Shockey and Tiki Barber.
Well, Shockey
like,
abused him.
Yeah, I mean, Shockey getting injured the Super Bowl season was huge.
A lot of people say it's the cause or reason for him.
There is no doubt. Yes. I don't think if Shockey's in that huddle, he never becomes the leader of the team, which is a must.
Ahmad Bradshaw running against Buffalo didn't hurt.
No, I understand that. Well, of course. But I'm saying he needed to step up and become the leader of that team. And
his own GM said he was skittish.
Yeah. No, like, absolutely.
He wasn't having a dominant, you know, start to his career by a long shot.
He was on the borderline bust. They wanted Coughlin fired.
That's right.
He's not the quarterback, and then they go on the run. So it could change real quick. I agree with you. Once his talent takes over, and he'll adapt.
Look, here's the reality. Black, white, or any color in between.
Respect game.
All you care about is can that dude ball.
That's it.
And if that dude can ball, that guy's got a place in our locker room. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most honest places you will ever live.
Yep.
If you can play, we got your back. I don't care where you're from, what religion you preach, what color you are. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. Can you play ball? It's a great way to put it.
Yep.
But here's the beauty of sports. We all know if you can.
Yep.
And we all know if you can't. And can I guarantee Mendoza's going to be a rock star? No one can. Look, there's been as many busts as hits.
Sure.
Like, if I told you that Jamarcus Russell was going to be a bust, you would have said, you have your eyes checked.
Yeah.
That dude had everything, right?
Oh, can
for an
arm.
And he's the biggest bust of all time, you know, from a draft standpoint in the NFL, right? If someone told you that that scrawny kid from Michigan was going to be the greatest of all time, you would have every right to say, not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's the way
couldn't
it
even hold the starting job in Michigan.
Right. Brian Greasy?
Drew Henson, I think.
Was it Drew Henson?
Yeah.
That's the kid that played for the Yanks.
Yes.
Went to the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
For a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, he was going to be the next great phenom in
both
sports.
I think it was the two of them were kind of like
right
back and
that.
Forth with
I thought,
starting in Michigan.
Was Greasy not
Maybe.
There?
Maybe that was his sophomore Greasy year.
Greasy was there before Brady.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think even as senior, he lost the job to Drew Henson. I think that's the story.
You might be right about that.
But
I guess it's worked out for him.
And that's what bothered me watching Friday night. I'll be honest with you. That's what the idea, like you mentioned, the Jets, it hurts them. It impacted the Giants, too. The Giants would have the first pick and everybody looking to trade up to get them.
Like, that's right.
They'd be taking.
You would have gotten.
At least two first-round picks and a second, probably better than that. Probably better than that.
I mean, if the Niners gave up three first-round draft picks for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Imagine what the Giants would have gotten
Well, they got,
for the rights to Mendoza.
The swap and two more.
But you know what's interesting about that? I think they would have been months and months and months of debate.
Yeah.
Mendoza.
Oh.
Right?
Or Dart.
Like, did you
no
see
doubt.
Enough from Jackson there's, Dart not to draft Mendoza?
There's no way that our last caller is the only guy who feels that way. A million people.
Yeah.
He's going to go win the national championship.
Right.
And he's going to go through it like a hot knife through butter, we all assume.
I think Miami's going to win that game. But
no, you don't.
I do.
But it's nice of you. You're a good guy and all. Your family and everything.
Nah, here's why. Here's the difference. Indiana...
Is it still 7.5 or is it?
I don't look at the spread. Yeah, Indiana has a bunch of adults on their team. Their average age is like 23.5, 24.
They do.
Right? They've played the game of, yes, the other team might have more pure athletes. We have
5-star recruits.
We have older kids, more mature kids physically, all that nonsense, right? The Miami Hurricane offensive line is across the board 30 pounds heavier than the defensive line of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a game. If Indiana wins, great.
No,
they've been the best team all year.
Gotcha.
If you think Indiana is going to do to Miami what they did to Oregon, you're not watching college football. Miami is not getting steamrolled in this game. They're not.
All right.
We have a week to get to it.
Yeah.
Feels like the game should be tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But it's not.
Not tonight.
It's a week from tonight.
Tonight, Steelers in Houston.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
All right, 888-808-1019 in a little bit. We'll get into tonight's game. More of your calls, of course. Let me just take a look at what the board says. C-Mac has bad takes.
Yep.
We'll go to that guy first. Tony Romo sucks. That seems to be the prevailing thought.
Yeah.
Tough game this weekend with Nance.
He's just weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
He's getting weirder and weirder.
He's talking to himself under his breath,
He's talking to himself. He's laughing at him to himself. It's weird.
Anthony wants something this in this universe for the Jets. Johnny wants my positivity. Mm-hmm. And Greg is a Grateful Dead fan. So it's pretty much a typical carton show of Big Mac. I love it. I love it.
That's it.
Not just one boring topical thing like other shows give you on other stations.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
It's what we do
here.
Anyway, stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys. Three double board certified pain specialists, Samwell Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and they'll get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatments. Join me and thousands of five-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments available with offices in Colonial, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. Visit SamwellPain.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Operating Engineers Local 820. The second time I did 8025, excuse me. Operating Engineers Local 825 are the men and women who make our region move. Whether it's roads, bridges, or your favorite team stadium, they build and maintain the critical transportation, water, and energy infrastructure that we rely on. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the signatory contractors and the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.